Telegram CEO's arrest sparks crypto community outcry and hashtag free Pavel movement. Key points: Pavel Durov, CEO of Telegram, was arrested in France on allegations of facilitating illegal activities through the messaging platform, prompting widespread support from the crypto community. Justin Sun, Tron founder, pledged $1 million to a proposed hashtag Free Pavel DAO, while other industry leaders like Vitalik Buterin and Edward Snowden voiced concerns about digital privacy and freedom of communication. Arrest sparks global reaction. On August 24, 2024, Pavel Durov, the CEO of the popular messaging platform Telegram, was detained by French authorities at Le Bourget Airport. Based on allegations of Telegram's failure to properly moderate content, the arrest has sent shockwaves through the cryptocurrency and tech industries, igniting a fierce debate about privacy, governmental overreach, and digital freedom. French officials accuse Durov of complicity in various crimes, including drug trafficking, child exploitation, and fraud, due to Telegram's alleged inadequate content moderation. The arrest was executed under a warrant that applied only when Durov, a French-Russian citizen, was on French soil. Crypto leaders rally in support. The news of Durov's detention quickly galvanized the crypto community, with prominent figures voicing their support and concerns. Justin Sun, the founder of Tron, took a leading role by proposing the formation of a decentralized autonomous organization, DAO, dedicated to Durov's legal defense. Sun pledged $1 million to the initiative, emphasizing the need for industry unity. "We should show the cryptocurrency industry's unity by organizing a hashtag Free Pavel DAO to help Telegram founder Pavel Durov legally gain freedom," Sun declared on social media. Other influential voices joined the chorus of support. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin highlighted the broader implications for software and communication freedom in Europe, stating, "This looks very bad and worrying for the future of software and comms freedom in Europe." Buterin emphasized the importance of open-source development and formal verification of security properties in light of such events. Edward Snowden, the renowned privacy advocate, framed the arrest as violating fundamental human rights. "The arrest of Durov is an assault on the basic human rights of speech and association," Snowden remarked, expressing his disappointment in the French government's actions. The return of resistance DAO and market impact. The arrest has reignited the resistance DAO, Redo, movement, a symbol of the fight against censorship created by Durov in 2018 during a standoff with the Russian government. Various projects within the TUN ecosystem have updated their branding to feature the iconic Redo symbol, showing solidarity with Durov and the principles he represents. The incident has also significantly impacted Telegram-related crypto assets. While Toncoin, TUN, the open network's native token, experienced a sharp decline, the Redo token saw a dramatic increase in value, surging to $0.79. Source: CoinMarketCap. As the situation unfolds, the crypto community remains united in its call for Durov's release, with the hashtag FreePavel movement gaining momentum across social media platforms. The incident has reignited discussions about the balance between government regulation and digital privacy, highlighting the ongoing challenges faced by innovative technologies in an increasingly complex global landscape.